It's the night of the leaders' debates, or Hamlet without the prince, and I suppose instead of complaining, as I've been doing for the last couple of days, about things that are unsatisfactory, or trying to discuss things that aren't in the campaign, I suppose I'd like to think about what is in the campaign, or rather, what I would like to be in the campaign. It's sterile, as I said yesterday, so far. Perhaps the debate tonight will liven it up, but without the potential, most likely Taoiseach to set out his stall, it seems like the only thing left to do is for it to become a prosecution by Gilmore of Fianna Fáil. Maybe I'll turn out to be wrong, but doesn't seem to be any other purpose to it. I had lunch with someone earlier during the day, and they said they wish they could have an election campaign which would become a discussion, a conversation about where we're to go from here as a society. Should we have a society based like Scandinavia, or is that what we want? Do we want to go Boston and Berlin? There never seemed to be a discussion as to whether we wanted Boston or Berlin. It seemed like one or the other sort of manifested itself in the night, and we all had to just describe what we saw around us. But that's not true. What happens is that we get decisions made out of sight as to whether or not we wish to be more egalitarian, less egalitarian, high tax, low tax, and then policies are implemented which make those decisions real, and it's taken for granted that those are the only available policies, and it becomes a question of, are you in favour of tax or against tax? What we don't discuss is, what society do you want? Do you want the kind of services that tax brings if you had tax in your society? Do you disagree with taxes? At least in the US, when they have discussions of this sort, limited though their political spectrum electorally is, they start from first principles. You know, you get people going back to the Enlightenment and discussion of whether or not these matters that are being discussed are in line with the principles of equality and liberty. I think if you produce the Enlightenment in any discussion in Ireland, everyone would just wonder, had you taken leave of your senses? And yet, if we don't discuss where ideas come from, if we don't, as Olivia O'Leary said on The Late Late recently, teach our children how to think, give them the toolkit to make decisions, to ponder what they want and express it, give them the benefit of hundreds of years of previous people making their own best judgments about how to think. If we don't do any of that, we're certainly not going to end up with the solution that we want. In fact, we'll never even know what it is we want. We'll carry on as we are now, muddling through, not sure who's in charge, glancing occasionally at the empty chair.